production.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 17th. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.01. And the dew point is 19 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Water troubles in the town of Conway Springs right now.
The city of Conway Springs was placed under a boil water advisory on Saturday because of a loss of pressure in the city's distribution system. The pressure loss was reportedly caused by the break of an underground water main. KDHE said any water used for cooking or consumption should be brought to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute. Water used for bathing does not need to be boiled. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly executed her veto power Friday on two controversial bills. House Bill 2313 establishes legal protections for infants that are born alive after an attempted abortion. Kelly said the intent of the bill is to interfere in medical decisions that should remain between doctors and their patients. House Bill 2304 would add firearm safety education programs to grades K through 12. In vetoing the bill, the governor called the bill an act of legislative overreach. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The government is giving you a little extra time to get your taxes in this year. Normally, taxes are due on April 15th, but this year, tax day fell on a Saturday, giving millions of Americans more time to submit their 2022 tax returns. The next business day is Monday, April 17th, but Americans will have an additional day to submit their returns because April 16th is recognized as Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C. Emancipation Day ended slavery in the district in 1862, freeing 3,100 people. According to the IRS website, Washington, D.C. holidays impact tax deadlines the same way that federal holidays do. Because of this, Americans now have until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 18th, to submit their tax returns. If you live in a state where severe weather has occurred, you may be allowed a filing extension. To see a list of states that qualify for severe weather extensions and for general information on tax filing, you can visit irs.gov. Governor Kelly overruled the NRA-backed gun program for public schools, and immediately after Kelly announced her veto on Friday, Republican lawmakers who hold a legislative supermajority announced in a series of release statements their plans to override the Democrats' veto. To override Kelly's veto, 84 votes are needed in the House and 27 are needed in the Senate. The proposed NRA program, which has been debated for years, passed the House 78-43 and the Senate 31-8. Meaning the GOP may not be able to gather enough votes to override the measure. The bill would encourage elementary and middle school students to participate in the Eddie Eagle program, an NRA-developed child gun safety curriculum. From kindergarten through first grade five, Kansas children in participating school districts would be instructed with the Eddie Eagle program, and grades six through eight would either use Eddie Eagle or other gun programs offered by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Critics have said the training program isn't effective and that lawmakers should work towards stricter gun laws rather than child gun training. And Kelly said local school boards and the State Board of Education should decide K-12 education, not lawmakers pushing agendas. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Wichita Republican, stated that it's clear that with the veto of the Eddie Eagle Gun Safe Firearm Safety Bill, Governor Kelly cares more about scoring political points, simply talking about gun safety, rather than taking action to actually increase the safety of our children around firearms. In an average year, 456 people die and 655 are wounded by guns in Kansas, according to Every Town for Gun Safety Statistics. The organization estimated that gun deaths and injuries cost Kansas $5.7 billion each year, of which $95.1 million is paid by taxpayers. One person was injured in an accident just before noon on Friday in Dickinson County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2011 Chevy Equinox, driven by 29-year-old Kelsey Dawn Fountain of Hill City, was westbound on Interstate 70 just west of Solomon in the right lane. The Chevy moved to the left lane in front of a 2020 Subaru Forester, driven by 26-year-old Bethany Nicole Pettit of Holgate, Ohio, and the Subaru then entered the median. The driver overcorrected to the right and then overcorrected to the left, and the Subaru entered the median again and struck a guardrail. A private vehicle transported a passenger in the Subaru, 21-year-old Brianne Barentine of Tallahassee, Florida, to Abilene Memorial Hospital. Fountain, Petite, and a passenger in the Chevy were not injured, and all four were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Kelly has vetoed the Born Alive abortion bill after it passed in the Kansas Senate and House. The Born Alive measure is premised on a claim that abortion providers leave newborns to die if they're born during an abortion procedure. Critics of the bill said the state would be intervening in difficult medical and ethical decisions between doctors and parents, and they also said parents could be forced to accept futile and expensive care. The Senate voted 31-9 for the bill, meaning it passed both chambers with more than the two-thirds majorities necessary to override a veto from Governor Kelly. Governor Kelly released a statement explaining why she vetoed the bill, saying she felt the bill is misleading and unnecessary. She said federal law already protects newborns, and the procedure being described in the bill does not exist in Kansas in the era of modern medicine. Kelly added that the intent of the bill is to interfere in medical decisions that should remain between doctors and their patients. Therefore, under Article 2, Section 14A of the Constitution, she vetoed House Bill 2313. In a statement, Senate President Ty Masterson said that opposing such basic protections is not pro-choice, it's a barbaric and extreme position and hard to fathom. He said Kansans should rest assured that the Senate will act swiftly to protect the most vulnerable children by moving to override the governor's veto when they return. In Nebraska news, a 20-mile stretch of Interstate 80 in western Nebraska reopened on Friday after a 24-hour closure. Two semi-trailers crashed near Maxwell about 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, according to the Nebraska State Patrol, sending barrels of a hazardous material into the median. The patrol said the chemical called ITCS-TRY-4 leaked out of a few of the barrels, so the interstate was closed between North Platte and Brady while the spill was cleaned up. Westbound I-80 was reopened about 2:30 p.m. on Friday, and the eastbound lanes opened about 6 p.m. Officials said there was no danger to the public, and one of the semi-drivers suffered minor injuries in the crash, according to the patrol. Hastings police arrested a wanted man in Lancaster County after a standoff on Thursday. The Hastings Police Department was made aware that the 38-year-old Lincoln man was in town, and he was wanted on warrants out of Lancaster County for strangulation and domestic assaults. Police tracked the man to a Hastings home on Thursday, where officers were sent around 1 p.m. and got consent for a search from the homeowner. Police found the man, but he was uncooperative and made threats to officers and himself. A tactical team, a canine officer, and negotiators with the Nebraska State Patrol were deployed, and the man was then arrested after nearly 3 hours of negotiations. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work will begin today, April 17th, on U.S. 6 and 34 from Atlanta to Holdridge, reference post 15032 to reference post 15689. The work will include asphalt milling and asphalt overlay, and the traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. The anticipated completion is September of 2023, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Friday, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed House Bill 2290, which allows Fort Hays State University, Northwest Kansas Technical College, and North Central Kansas Technical College to move forward in a process that began in early January of this year. Governor Kelly said a strong, well-trained workforce is vital to attracting businesses and economic development to Kansas, and the partnerships this legislation builds between Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College will advance technical education and prepare students to step into successful careers. The strategic affiliation plan was developed by a partnership between the three institutions to address major demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas, with a focus on developing solutions in three key areas: developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities that are focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. The affiliation plan will next be reviewed by the Higher Learning Commission, the accrediting body for all three institutions. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County starting today, April 17th. The crews will be surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction, and the activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be complete in mid-July. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. John Summers of JEO will oversee the survey for the Kansas Department of Transportation. The Kansas Department of Transportation has also started work on a guardrail maintenance and replacement project along U.S. 36 in eastern Phillips County. The work is being done at various locations on approximately 7 miles of U.S. 36, starting near the E-300 road and ending at the Smith County line. Most of the project activity will take place on the highway shoulder, with minimal traffic impacts expected. Occasional lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed through work zones by flaggers. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. For more information on both of these projects, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. Northern Valley Junior High boys track coach Jim Cole reported the results for the 38th annual Husky Invitational track meet that was in Stockton on April 13th. Coach Cole reported that there were 10 schools at the meet on a hot, very windy day. The Northern Valley Junior High boys had a great day, placing first as a team with 109 points, edging out second place Thunder Ridge with 106 points. All 10 Northern Valley Junior High boys placed in multiple events to contribute to the win, with Griffin McKinney winning 4 medals on the day, gold in the 100 hurdles, silver in the 800, and 2 bronze medals in the shot and 200 hurdles. Lucas Hansen had a good day, winning 3 silver medals, and Tate Talheim won a silver medal in the 100 hurdles. The Northern Valley 6th grade boys combined their scores with the 6th grade girls to place 6th. Cash Compton placed 2nd in the long jump and 100 hurdles, and 3rd in the 100, and Aaron Horasek played 2nd in the discus. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools: for lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: there is no school today for the spring parent-teacher enrollment and conferences, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. From 5:45 to 6:30 p.m., the 8th grade parent meeting at the Stoll Gym. And from 6:45 to 7:30 p.m., the 6th grade parent meeting at the junior high gym. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 76 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 40 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 84 and breezy with an east wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 49 and breezy Tuesday night with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour becoming west after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll have the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 74. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 63 and breezy. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., should be partly sunny with a high near 56 and breezy. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 53 and breezy. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. Currently with fair skies, it is 32 degrees. The humidity is 60%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.01, and the dew point is 19 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21.
The countdown is on for the 2023 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. And greatness is on the clock. 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Kansas City. Watch live April 27th to 29th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts April 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KI in sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals suffered an unfortunate sweep at the hands of the Atlanta Braves at Coppin Stadium over the weekend. The Royals entered the series on a high note after defeating the Texas Rangers 10-1 to finish their road trip, but the Royals could not get quite on track as they dropped all three to Atlanta over the weekend and were outscored 24-10 in the process. On Friday night, things unraveled quickly as starter Brady Singer allowed 7 runs over the first 2 innings of the contest. Singer was able to find some balance after the rough start and finish going 5 innings allowing 8 runs, while also striking out 8 in a 10-3 defeat. Saturday afternoon featured a delayed start due to rain, which seemed to affect starter Chris Bubich a bit, as he had his roughest outing of the season. Bubich went 5 innings, allowed 5 runs, and took the loss in that 9-3 loss. Sunday afternoon was the closest of the 3 games, but the Royals still fell 5-4 as they were tied at 4 entering the top of the 9th before reliever Scott Barlow gave up the lead. The Royals will now welcome the Texas Rangers to town for a 3-game series beginning tonight. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Act.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
It is a rather chilly morning across most of Kansas. In fact, a freeze warning in effect from Concordia into Manhattan and all the way into Hiawatha. And it looks like about a week from now, we may be dealing with this again as another cooler weather pattern starts to settle in by next weekend. For today, temperatures start to warm up a little bit more as high pressure builds in. We have a storm system that's going to be setting up by the middle of the week that will bring the chance of severe thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night, primarily in central and eastern Kansas, with large hail being the primary threat. We have a red flag warning for extreme fire danger in western Kansas today, with a high in the upper 70s in the northwest, 78 degrees in north central Kansas, 72 for the high in the northeast part of the state. Also, the red flag warning posted for southwestern Kansas. Today's high 82. Tonight, mostly sunny, low 80s in south central Kansas. And in the southeastern part of the state, sunny with a high in the mid-70s with a chance of thunderstorms likely after midnight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, of course, wholesale beef prices getting up to higher levels once again, up above the $300 mark. Not at record levels, because we've seen this before, but the previous time, of course, a different situation. But nonetheless, something that we continue to see higher, whereas wholesale pork trade lower as they continue to have issues that they have seen for many weeks. Now, we've got a mixed trade in the grain market. We see wheat futures up about 3 cents in the overnight trade. Corn futures steady to about 3 cents higher, and soybean futures, the old crop down up about 10 cents, the new crop up about 4. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. With pastures greening up, it is time to process those cattle for spring grass season. Your friends at Valley Vet Supply can help you make sense of a calf vaccination program to avoid clostridial disease, pink eye, and summertime pneumonia. Valley Vet offers the high-quality brands like BovaShield, Pyramid, Vista, Endovac, Cattlemaster, and many others. And now is the time to prepare for next year's successful calf crop with an annual vaccine approach for cow herd pregnancy protection. The professionals at Valley Vet can assist you in planning your vaccine program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply.